So today I'm going to present Khalil's information that he's been working on since he became the CDC assignee to the state of Delaware. And this is the first real large in-depth report around NAS for the state. So the objectives of his study is what is neonatal abstinence syndrome, describing the clinical manifestations and outcomes, the assessment that he conducted, the population-based approach that he took, current ascertainment of cases in Delaware, the results of his study, opportunities and challenges this has presented. He has nothing to disclose. Neither do I. So what is NAS? It was first described by Loretta Finnegan, and NAS is withdrawal syndrome in newborns following birth. It's a group of problems that occur in a newborn exposed to addictive, illegal, or prescription drugs while in the mother's room, so it's an in utero exposure. The type of exposure is multifactorial. There's maternal physiology that plays a role, epigenetic modifications, and genetic predispositions through polymorphisms. And although primarily associated with the use of opiates during the prenatal period, it may include use of substances such as amphetamines, barbiturates, benzodiazepines, opiates, things like cocaine, marijuana, heroin, methadone, codeine, hydrocodone, Vicodin, oxycodone, and OxyContin. The clinical manifestation consists in three different central parts of the body systems, including metabolic, vasomotor, and respiratory. And an infant may be predisposed to run a fever, have a lot of frequent yawning, may sneeze, may have some mottling of the skin. There are gastrointestinal symptoms such as projectile vomiting, regurgitation, diarrhea, weight loss, poor feeding, poor sucking, or excessive sucking. And central nervous systems such as tremors and high-pitched crying. Typically, infants who are exposed in utero may be admitted to a NICU. There may be pharmacologic treatment for 60 to 80% of the newborns, prolonged hospitalization. In Delaware, they were finding on an average of 17 days. Birth complications such as low birth weight, preterm birth, jaundice, and feeding difficulties, disrupted bonding with the parent, and child safety concerns. For assessment, the objective of the NAS assessment is to quantify the severity of the symptoms to determine the need for intervention, such as pharmacologic treatment of the newborn. Commonly used tools include the Finnegan scoring method, and then there's the mother NAS and the Lipsitz. And then biological testing, which is critical to increase sensitivity and specificity of the type of and severity of exposure, and that can be through the collection of urine, the meconium, hair, and cord blood. There are two different types of population-based approaches. There's passive surveillance, which currently utilizes the use of hospital discharge data, active surveillance, which requires the review of medical records and case abstraction, and then a population-based approach, which combines both of those. Current ascertainment of NAS cases in Delaware. Delaware uses passive surveillance. They linked their hospital discharge data to their vital records data for 2010 through 2013. The case identification was consistent with published studies, primarily Patrick et al. And an MMWR that was published in August 2016. The numerator for NAS in Khalil's study was the number of newborns in Delaware during 2010 to 2013 with any underlying ICD-9-CM diagnosis code of 779.5, which is defined as drug withdrawal syndrome in a newborn. The denominator consisted of all hospital births in Delaware during 2010 to 2013. Study selection procedure. As you can see on the far left-hand side, it starts out with the hospital discharge data, so the passive. For 2010 through 2013, the total inpatient records was around 187,000. They excluded those that were not hospital births in the hospital discharge data system. That left them with about 41,000 births. Singletons, about 39,000, almost 40,000 births. On the birth certificate side, they had 43,444 hospital births. They excluded those that were out-of-state hospital births, leaving them with a little bit over 41,000 in-state hospital births. Their matched data set for singleton births was a little bit over 39,000. And they excluded those that were all other hospital births, except for comparison purposes, and that left them with 604 singleton births that met the NAS case definition. On the right-hand side of the slide, you can see the three counties that that comprise Delaware. Newcastle is right up by Philadelphia. It is very urban and has a lot of characteristics that you might see of the Philadelphia area. Kent is a little bit more remote. And, of course, Sussex, way down at the bottom, is the most rural. So results from the hospital discharge data. 639 cases were identified during this time period. The overall NAS rate during the time period was 15.6 per 1,000 births. The NAS rate in 2013 was 18.5 per 1,000. 56% of those, it was a 56% increase in NAS rates from 2010 to 2013, and that's compared to the NAS rate across the U.S. at 5.8 per 1,000 births. Okay, so in 2010, you can see that there were 125 cases, and that was 11.9 per 1,000. It increased in 2011 to 14.4, to 17.8 in 2012, and then to 18.5 in 2013. Results from the hospital discharge continued by county. Kent County experiences and that's the middle county, if you remember the diagram, 11.4 per 1,000. Newcastle County, which is up by Philadelphia, 17.8 per 1,000, and then 14.4 for Sussex County in the middle of the state. In comparing those that presented with NAS compared to all other hospital births, so in the NAS column, there was a slight percentage difference in terms of gender. You can see that the respiratory diagnoses were a little bit more than twofold for children with or newborns born with NAS. More were on Medicaid, a few more on private payer. They were more predominantly white than any other race or ethnicity. And there were many more, not many more, that's a really bad distinction. There were more the median length of stay was higher among NAS babies than non-NAS. And then the cost in terms of the hospital stay was $13,006 per median compared to about $2,800. Oh, and he's highlighted it for me. Sorry. So results from his matched cohort, they had 604 singleton births from the birth certificate matched data to hospital discharge data to create these mother-infant dyads. Mothers who delivered an NAS neonate were younger, and about 7% had no prenatal care compared to 3% in the general population. Neonates were more likely to be low birth weight, 19% versus 7%, and born premature compared to non-NAS neonates. 72% of the mothers who delivered an NAS infant smoked during pregnancy, compared to 11% of mothers who did not deliver an NAS infant. 8% of the mothers who delivered an NAS infant also had hepatitis C, compared to 0.2% of mothers who did not deliver an NAS infant. For Khalil, this has been a major part of his work since he was assigned to Delaware. This is the first research brief on NAS incidence from a population perspective that's been created for Delaware. The true incidence is difficult to be estimated due to the variation in reporting that they're finding in the hospitals. He believes that there needs to be complementary medical abstraction and lab testing to really get at the true nature of NAS and a true case ascertainment. Currently, there are efforts for developing rapid surveillance efforts in NAS and substance-exposed infants using case definitions that were mentioned earlier. And a retrospective cohort and prospective cohort are currently being developed to examine claims and long-term outcomes for mothers and neonates. Thank you very much.